I welcome you to the Holistic Health Show. I am Dr. Carl O'Helvey, your host. Today we complete our series on natural solutions for diabetes. My first guest is Dr. Stefan Ripich, and this is a continuation of his interview from the last show. Dr. Ripich is a naturopathic physician and certified nurse practitioner who practices in Santa Fe, New Mexico, and is the author of The 30-Day Diabetes Cure. More information is available at www.30daydiabetescure.com.
Finally, on the very last day, you focus on filling your heart with gratitude and learning to celebrate. Celebrate you've completed the 30 days, yahoo. But I don't really mean that. I mean celebrating little things in life, celebrating a good meal with friends, celebrating that you finished knitting a sweater, celebrating that you waxed the car and how beautiful it looks. Not celebrating like, oh, let's have a party, but acknowledging the blessings, the many, many blessings that we all have.
Now, with the toxins, do they do detoxing internally as well as externally or just externally?
Detoxing by virtue of cleaning up what goes into your body, and your body will shed the toxins naturally. Now, I do not ask people to weigh themselves. As a matter of fact, I discourage them from weighing themselves. There is never going to be some number on the scale where I say, okay, great, you've made it, you accomplished it, now you can eat whatever you want. This is irrelevant. You're going to keep eating a healthy diet for the rest of your life, or at least as long as you don't want to have diabetes. So the weight becomes irrelevant, and as the weight comes off, and it invariably does, as you start eating a healthier diet, the weight comes off, often you'll find that that is a detox process in and of itself.
Now, Stefan, what kind of success rate are you having with your program?
I've had, so far, people who have been my patients in my office, without fail, 100% of them have been able to make huge reductions in the amount of medicine that take, but truthfully, in most cases, almost every single patient is completely off meds. There's one or two that have stayed on them, but basically people reverse their diabetes to the extent that they don't have to take medicine. And incidentally, that's another thing. I'm not big on finger sticks for type 2 diabetics. If the number comes back low, I'm going to say, good, keep on the diet. If the number comes back high, I'm going to say, okay, no problem, keep on the diet. I don't even like to call it a diet. I should say plan. So I don't push a lot of that finger stick business. There's that Lancet in Great Britain did a study that showed that people who did finger sticks versus people who didn't did not have any significant difference in their hemoglobin A1C at the end of 18 months compared to people who didn't finger stick, and the quality of life was decreased. So that's kind of how I think it through. And again, you don't have to take my word for it. Go listen to what my patients say, theonemedicine.com, and they're right on there talking.
Now, Stefan, you mentioned cinnamon. Are there other things that you have found that stabilize the blood sugar or are useful for weight loss or whatever for diabetics?
Yes, but you know, I'm not big on supplements.
No.
Cinnamon is something that I say add into your diet. There are supplements which have been demonstrated to be effective in controlling diabetes, but I don't want you on a pile of supplements any more than I want you on a pile of medicine. And I don't sell anything like that out of my office either. I have a list in the book of some specific dietary strategies which you should include in your diet as medicine. And if it is one thing that is the most important to include above all others, I would recommend people eat beans at every single meal. You'd be surprised. Beans are kind of that funny food in our society. You know, everyone sort of smirks thinking about gas and making jokes about that. But the truth of the matter is that beans are full of pectin, which is water-soluble fiber that acts like a sponge to mop up fats in the digestive tract.
Mm-hmm.
But more importantly, beans have been demonstrated, much like cinnamon, to prevent the spike in blood sugar. We're not even sure exactly how that works. Mm. But they have an effect for as long as 24 hours after consuming them, and so powerful of an effect that the researchers are calling it the second day effect, that even the next day, your blood sugar seems to be stabilized away from having peaks and troughs.
Oh. Hmm.
So this is not because of some action in your gut. It is something that actually gets into your blood and has an effect.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be something that I would recommend people include in their diets. And, of course, I would at all costs urge people to avoid weird fats. And everybody knows about trans fats. Mm-hmm. That's no mystery. But there are a lot of other weird fats that happen in the processing of our food. And the other thing I would, it is my humble opinion that you should avoid high fructose corn syrup. It used to be if people asked me, what is one food that you will not eat, I would say margarine, but now everybody knows about that. And now if I had to answer that question, I'd say I would stay away from high fructose corn syrup, which is really challenging because it's probably in 60% of our foods.
When you said margarine, I was thinking back during the Second World War where we used to get, and it probably was margarine. It looked like lard, and it had food coloring that you added to it that made it yellow color. So it probably was the beginning of margarine.
It was margarine.
Was it?
And, you know, that's the whole thing about food that we overlook is the political implications of our foods. In World War II, it was the butter lobbyists who made it illegal to sell margarine, which had been colored yellow to compete with butter. The grocer was required to sell an unappetizing-looking product and a certain amount of annoyance. You know, you got to mix this yellow food coloring in, so that it wouldn't detract from the butter sales. Now, frankly, I think that's a fine thing. I think you should have a little butter in your diet, and I'm glad that people didn't eat a lot of margarine at the time. But it's political, and the same is happening with our food today. Much of the corn that is grown today is completely inedible.
Mm-hmm.
It's not edible. It's grown to be made into high fructose corn syrup.
Right.
Why?
Mm-hmm.
Because there are such enormous government subsidies. In Mexico, you can't buy a Coca-Cola that isn't made with cane sugar because it is cheaper in Mexico to make Coca-Cola with cane sugar because there are no corn subsidies. So here, you drink a lot of high fructose corn syrup because the government has driven the prices down so low.
Now, Stefan, can you give us a case study of someone that you have worked with and what happened?
I'll give you the case study of someone who would not mind me talking about them, and it's my Hispanic patient whose name is Evodio. That's his first name, Evodio. And he's on the website, and he talks about his process of being on three different medicines, a hemoglobin A1C of 15, which is really high, and going on the 30-day program and continuing on it. He didn't get all of his results in the first 30 days, but he's been doing it for a while now. And we just recently did his hemoglobin A1C, and it came back at 6.0. And that's what you can do. That's mm-hmm. what you can accomplish when you make these kinds of changes in your life.
Mm-hmm.
It's never too late. Evodio had been a patient of numerous other doctors for a long time. It's never too late to mm-hmm. make the changes. There is nothing you can do which is too small. Everything adds up.
Then, Stefan, is there anything else you'd like to say before we look at your book and your services and how the listeners can reach you and locate your book?
Mm-hmm. I can't emphasize enough the enormous healing power your body has if you just give it a chance. You don't have to be resigned to a life of ill health and disease.
Then, Stefan, would you like to tell us about your book and your services and how the listeners can locate your book?
Well, I have a medical practice here in Santa Fe, and you can find out my address and phone and so on from my website, theonemedicine.com, theonemedicine.com, and you can follow a link there to the publisher. I did not self-publish. There is actually a publisher who sells the book online, and the link from my website will go right to the book, and you can find out how to order it online in that way.
Mm-hmm.
If you'd like to be a patient, I urge you to come on in and get seen. I accept most health insurance plans. If you're not able to come to New Mexico, then you'll be pleased to learn that many people have had great success with the program using the book.
Mm-hmm. Great. Well, I thank you very much, Stefan. That's been very interesting, and I look forward to talking with you again.
Yes. Thanks, Carl. It's been a pleasure to be on the radio with you.
Thank you.
Okay.
My second guest is Dr. Joel Ahrens, who has been involved in the food industry and nutrition for over 30 years and is currently CEO of ATM Metabolic LLC, a drug discovery company investigating therapeutic-based natural phytochemical platforms. Ahrens is a specialist in carbohydrate metabolism and holds patents in several areas of disease treatment and formulations. Dr. Ahrens received his BS in agriculture from the University of Tennessee at Knoxville and an MS and PhD in horticulture physiology from the University of Florida. He has authored or served as the editor of numerous scientific and technical papers and book chapters, including The Grapefruit Solution, Lower Your Cholesterol, Lose Weight, and Achieve Optimum Health with Nature's Wonderful Fruit in 2004. More information is available at www.atmmetabolics.com. I welcome you to the Holistic Health Show, Joel, and I look forward to hearing about your research on diabetes. Now, first, can you tell us what got you interested in diabetes research, how you went down this path, and exactly what is emulin?
Well, emulin emulates insulin, so it's a combination word. We call it emulin. It was quite a long path.
Mm-hmm.
We started this work in about 2001, 2002, and we were looking at actually ways to promote grapefruit. You must have heard about, seems to be a myth, an old wives' tale, if you will, about grapefruit causes weight loss.
Mm-hmm.
And I
mm-hmm.
was working for the Florida Department of Citrus at the time as the director of research, and I was investigating what is it in grapefruit? Does it really cause weight loss? So we did some studies. We actually did some in Florida as well as out in California. And yes, we found out something was in grapefruit that caused weight loss, and it wasn't just that it filled you up or took the place of food. There was actual change in your body. It was less insulin and less blood glucose in your stomach. So we spent the next several years just trying to identify what was in grapefruit exactly. And it took us around 5 years from that point till we thought we had an answer. And what we discovered was that whenever there is a sweet tropical fruit, especially a tropical berry, nature has provided the sugar, but also a sugar buffer, mm-hmm. sugar manager, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And it's across any tropical fruit, mangoes, pineapples, citrus, guavas, and it's in relationship to the amount of sugar in that fruit. So we isolated that sugar buffer, and then we took that buffer, and now we can put it into foods, as an example.
Mm-hmm.
And this compound, as we said, we named it emulin because it seems to emulate insulin.
Mm-hmm.
And we did some human studies, and we now have the discovery.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it really the excessive sugar that causes diabetes and obesity?
Well, you know, it is the cause, but it's not an absolute direct cause because there's a lot of sugar in these tropical fruits.
Mm-hmm.
Orange juice, for instance, is one-third, can be up to one-third sugar. That's more than you would get in a cola,
mm-hmm.
for instance. So, but people are not getting diabetes or obese from drinking orange juice or eating mangoes. That was another one of the hints to us.
Mm-hmm.
We saw that populations that at times of the year have to survive almost exclusively on sweet tropical fruits, they don't have a heavy diabetes problem. The problem is that the sugar is refined, and it's without the sugar buffer.
Mm-hmm.
So if you took refined sugar and added the sugar buffer to it, it would make the sugar safe.
Mm-hmm.
Now, still, though, we eat way too much sugar in the world, refined mm-hmm. sugar. It was just a few pounds just 30 years ago, and now we're into a couple hundred pounds a year
mm-hmm.
per person.
Mm-hmm. I know it's the orange juice that people always take when their blood sugar levels either get too high or too low. It's the one safe thing that people can take.
Yes, they take it because it is safe. It is a sugar load. It's a lot of sugar. But, yeah, it does come with these natural buffers, so it doesn't seem to shock your system.
Mm-hmm.
On type 2 diabetes, if you keep taking in sugar, your insulin level goes up. And that insulin causes the glucose in your body to be put particularly into fat.
Mm-hmm.
And as you do this over and over again, your body comes to accept the spike in the blood sugar. And it's an analogy that we kind of wear out the insulin system. Your body becomes less sensitive to insulin.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to take drugs to make your body more sensitive, or you actually need to take insulin to increase the amount of insulin in your body, but it's attacking it from the wrong reason.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Your body, then you become a type 2 diabetic when your body accepts the higher blood glucose level and takes that as normal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that process is called homeostasis, the concept that your body wants to stay where it was today, just like it was yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and like it hopes to do tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Very difficult to change your blood sugar once your body accepts it as a normal.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, Joe, there are several herbal products on the market that say that they will eliminate diabetic symptoms, and some of these do. Just what is different about emulin?
There are several natural products on the market, and they do a pretty good job
mm-hmm.
for what they were intended to do. And I think the number one difference in emulin is that, well, it works remarkably well. It actually outperforms metformin, the leading prescribed drug for type 2 diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
It outperforms it, so it's very efficacious. Number two, emulin has a long-term effect. So there is an immediate effect in lowering your blood sugar, but over several days as you take it, your body will reset itself to a lower level of sugar, just like we talked about. It'll reset it and make it go down lower.
Mm-hmm.
And the way it does that is different than some of these other natural products. Let us look at New York City traffic as an example, and all those yellow taxi cabs. Let's
mm-hmm.
consider that is the sugar flowing in your blood.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to go down there and stop the traffic or control the traffic. You can't send out one policeman on one corner and have really any effect. Yes, you will stop those taxis right there at that corner, but very quickly the traffic will readjust and just go around you on another block. In order to tackle high blood sugar, similarly, you must control several points in your body.
Mm-hmm.
Just like if you're going to control that traffic, you have to have several policemen out in the city controlling that traffic. Because
mm-hmm.
our body is very clever. If you try to lower your blood sugar, it'll just be able to get around what you're trying to do. And as soon as you remove that treatment from your regime, mm-hmm. one of these other products, your blood sugar will go right back up. Well, amylin controls seven metabolic pathways all at one time. It's a combination of three flavonoids, three plant chemicals.
Mm-hmm.
And the three of them together have seven control points.
Mm-hmm.
It slows down the conversion of starch to simple sugar,
mm-hmm.
so there's less carbohydrate to be absorbed. It slows down the absorption of the sugar from your gut into your bloodstream. It does that by controlling a glucose transporter that's in your stomach and intestines.
Mm-hmm.
It speeds up the absorption or uptake of sugar by muscle tissue, preferentially, as opposed to fat tissue. And it increases insulin sensitivity, and it also causes your body to produce insulin naturally.
Mm-hmm.
So it works with your body like nature intended, because this is what I was calling earlier, this natural sugar buffer.
Mm-hmm.
It works with your body to manage the sugar. So it makes less available out of your diet. And also, once it gets into your bloodstream, it preferentially gets the sugar into your muscles and your brain rather than into fat tissue.
Mm-hmm. Great. Now, Joe, you did animal and human clinical trials, and what were the results?
Yeah, we had several trials. We did a set of preclinical trials, which is or small human groups, to see that we were on the right path. You know, we have a lot of people in our own family that have diabetes, and you just can't give them lectures about, well, you know, you eat too much sugar. That's where are you getting with that?
Right.
We care for these people.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't want to have diabetes. It's ridiculous. I always hear about headlines saying, well, you know, the diabetes because we eat too much sugar and drink too many colas. That is not it. Don't you think that if that was the solution just like that, that people would not have diabetes? They just wouldn't drink a cola? So we did start out with our own family members to see if we were on the right track. And when we thought we were, we raised some capital and we did some animal studies. These
mm-hmm.
were type 1 rodents
mm-hmm.
type 1 diabetes. They actually had no functioning pancreas, so their body could not make insulin. And we gave them a standard rat chow. And in just a matter of 4 days, these rats began to turn to normal and began to make insulin.
Mm-hmm.
And they survived. As long as we gave them amylin,
mm-hmm.
they were type 1s. We fine-tuned the formula, and then we did a phase 1 human clinical. And we actually don't conduct these ourselves. We have them done by independent laboratories, some world-renowned laboratories, such as Sotero Research, Sotero Labs out in San Antonio, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
That's affiliated and right next to the University of Texas San Antonio's Health Center. And we had 40 individuals in that test who were type 2 diabetics, and the result was that the blood sugar was dropped by one-third, at
mm-hmm.
least one-third. Some individuals, it was even better than that. But on average, blood sugar dropped one-third in that study. And those people that have stayed on have tried him in, like, say, for a month. And by the way, that result was just in 1 week.
Mm-hmm.
But those that stayed on in a month have now reported that they are no longer on their medications. They are no longer on metformin or insulin or Byetta. There's
mm-hmm.
no need for them.
But they're still having to take the amylin?
No, they don't have to take the amylin.
Oh, they don't? Oh.
If they take amylin, and then in conjunction with that, if they were to have a sensible diet, that amylin will actually allow their body to reset that
mm-hmm.
lower
mm-hmm.
blood glucose level, and their body is resensitized to
mm-hmm.
insulin, and they do not need to continue to take amylin.
Great. Amylin is on the market now, right? And what are your plans for the future?
It is on the market right now. It's just in its straight form in a capsule. I believe that you can get it at GNC. And the future, we have a vision of inulin being added to the food supply.
Mm-hmm.
That is, it needs to be in cakes and pastries and breads and colas and teas and sports beverages. If that is done, the diabetes and obesity epidemics would just vanish. I know that's a really bold statement, but it's similar to folate. You know, we put folate in bread because it's a good vehicle. It's the only reason it's in bread. But the U.S. government passed a law to have folate put in bread in order to reduce birth defects. And the birth defects, neurotube disorder defects, decline almost by half, between a third and a half, ever since we have put this in the food supply. And several other countries have done the same thing now, and they have similar results. Their birth defects decline. What we would like to see, we see inulin as almost like a newly discovered vitamin being put into the food supply to take care of this obesity and diabetes.
Great. Now, Joe, is there anything else you'd like to say before we look at your book and your other products and how the listeners can reach you?
I'm really glad to take any requests for information. The best way to reach us is to contact us through our website. The website is www.atmmetabolics.com. ATMMETABOLICS. ATMMetabolics.com. And there is a place on that site for people to ask questions and give a comment. And we look at those all the time. And as soon as we have time, we reply to people. The inulin is currently sold under a brand name of GC7X, GC7X.com. You can get it online. GC7X.com. That stands for glucose control 7 times, by the way. GC7X.com. And you can also get it at GNC. And we've just had discussions with CVS and are going to have discussions with Walmart and Walgreens. So I don't want this to sound too much like a commercial, but all you've got to do is go onto the GNC website, for instance, and look at the testimonials, and people will say, this stuff's wonderful.
And, Joe, will you tell us about your book?
We did write a book on grapefruit, which was a good, fun work. It's actually a little bit of a story about my partner, Daryl Thompson, and myself, how we came to where we are now and how we got into studying these fruits and vegetables and how we actually, our philosophy, our own life of eating well. We really enjoy grapefruit. We think it's a great, marvelous, wonderful, super product. And this led directly to the inulin. And you can get that book at most any, like Amazon.com. Grapefruit Solution is the name of the book. Grapefruit Solution. The Grapefruit Solution.
Well, I thank you very much, Joe. This has been interesting, and I know it will be helpful for those people that have diabetes that are looking for natural ways to deal with it. So I thank you.
You're very welcome.
I invite you to join me in reading the new fall issue of A Distinctive Style magazine at www.adistinctivestyle.com. This issue, like the fall issue last year, focuses on inspirational cancer stories. Several children with leukemia were included, and one I especially liked was Christopher, age 9, who was described by his friends as the type of friend everyone would want: smart, loyal, brave, funny, and always a good sport. He was diagnosed with leukemia at age 3 and had a recurrence at age 8. Unfortunately, Christopher died. It is always a pleasure for me to read about Fran Dressler and Sharon Winters, who were also included in last year's fall issue. Fran has been cancer-free for 11 years and wrote Cancer Smancer about her survival. She also started the Cancer Smancer movement and foundation that emphasizes preventing cancer. Sharon Winters, another long-term cancer survivor, talked about the influence of the environment on cancer development and how to prevent it using information from her book, co-authored with Burton Goldberg, titled Survival, A Family Guide for Thriving in a Toxic World. For me, this book was the most comprehensive guide currently available. I was also interviewed for this issue, and you will find more about my story that is being published in a book on surviving lung cancer that will be available for purchase next year. Beyond the many interesting stories of cancer survivors and sufferers, I was interested in information on Farmageddon, about the war on American family farms, and another on local food movements, both which resonated with me. Also of interest was the interview with Peter Shankman, who is the founder of HARO, Help a Reporter Out, the world's largest free source repertory. If you are looking for speakers, guests, for radio shows, conference, or whatever, or if interested in being considered as a speaker, guest, this is the place to be. I have used the service and am very pleased with the results obtained. And last, a mention of the music of 2-time Grammy Award winner Jemmy Warnes. You will not want to miss these and other stories in the fall issue of A Distinctive Style magazine, available at www.adistinctivestyle.com. My third guest, Christopher Devin Hastings, has over 27 years' experience practicing hypnosis in its application to help others. He holds advanced certification with 3 of the most prestigious hypnotherapy schools in the United States. Devin also holds a degree in electronics and was certified in satellite ground equipment technology by the U.S. Army. Devin is also president of the Minnesota Institute of Advanced Communication Skills, a Minnesota State licensed school. His books include 21st Century Medicine, Clinical Evidence for the Healing Power of the Mind, Control Your Diabetes with Hypnosis, Anxiety, OCD, and Hypnosis, New Answers for Those Who Suffer in Silence, and Become a Certified Diabetes Motivational Coach. More information is available at www.miacs.com. .net. I welcome you to the Holistic Health Show, Devin, and look forward to hearing about hypnosis and diabetes. Now, first, how and why did you decide to use hypnosis for diabetes?
Carl, the main reason I got into it is because I started going blind in 89 from diabetes. It was undiagnosed, and by the time it was diagnosed, it was pretty well out of control, and so on top of being almost completely blind, I then went into a pretty major 3-month depression. Mm-hmm. And I'd been practicing hypnosis for a while, and I thought, you know, I should see what this can do.
Mm-hmm.
And I have since become even more passionate about, you know, exploring and expanding the uses of hypnosis for diabetes as well as other chronic illness, because diabetes killed my mother.
Mm-hmm.
And my passion is that another child does not go through the same pain I did
right. By
unnecessarily losing a parent at a young age.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I started using mm-hmm. that. I also use something called neurolinguistic programming, also known as NLP,
mm-hmm.
as well, which helps. They're both methods that study and apply how we persuasively communicate with ourselves.
Mm-hmm. And what is hypnosis, and does it really work with diabetes?
Hypnosis, and you're going to find, depending on who you talk to, and let me preface this with, mm-hmm. with this. I've been doing hypnosis for a little over 27 years. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's a passion of mine. I'm a deep researcher. So as a result of being a deep researcher, I've come up with an incredibly complicated definition of what hypnosis is.
Mm-hmm.
So put on your seatbelt. Here it is. Hypnosis is your ability, and only yours, to convince yourself of anything. pretty windy. Mm-hmm. I know. I'll try and tighten it up. All hypnosis is self-hypnosis.
Mm-hmm.
Because it really and truly is just a person's ability to convince or unconvince themselves of an idea. And a hypnotist is, therefore, by definition, a coach,
mm-hmm.
wherein we just have a skill with words to help a person unlock that healing power of their mind.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So if you look at it in that definition, hypnosis is absolutely a real phenomenon versus, you know, this nonsense you see about state shows and all
right,
of that
right.
other stuff. You know, I've written about clinical documentation.
Mm-hmm.
So with that being said, does hypnosis work? And again, we have to define for what and under what circumstances, you know, because some people say, well, it should just be a panacea. If it works in one place, it should work in all these other places.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you know, I tell people, you know, they say, does it work? And I say, very simple answer, yes and no.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's yes in the sense that a person can convince themselves of anything. Carl, you've heard of the placebo effect, and I'm
right.
certain, I mean, everybody knows what it is. Dr. Herbert Benson has written about it. He calls it remembered wellness. But the thing of it is, the placebo effect is nothing more than hypnosis.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, where somebody takes a pill believing it's going to help, and lo and behold, it does.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you have a placebo effect, it would make sense to have the opposite, which mm-hmm. I'm sure you know, as your listeners do, the nocebo effect, which instead of I shall please, essentially for the placebo, it's I shall harm. So if a person believes, I mean really believes in what I call the feeling mind, if they believe that something will hurt them, it will, because like I tell people, speak well to yourself because your body is always listening.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So hypnosis absolutely works in the sense that a person can convince themselves of anything,
mm-hmm.
whether or not for their good. It does not work in the sense that I, as a quote-unquote hypnotist, can wave my pocket watch at you and make you bark like a dog at a full moon. You know, if that mm-hmm. were true, we wouldn't need jails.
Right, right.
It's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. You know, I could just walk in, clean them out, and make a pile of money.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, people are saying, well, you know, I want it to work 100%. You control me, but don't make me do things I don't want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So with that being said, the clinical evidence is astonishing
mm-hmm.
as to what hypnosis has been shown to help with. Everything from acne, anxiety, broken bones, burns. I mean, there's a 1958 Life magazine, and the lead article is Hypnosis, Old
mm-hmm.
Black Art, Now Legitimate Medical Tool.
Mm-hmm.
And in that article, they show this woman, Dorothy Harrelson, whose arm is more burned than it is skin.
Mm-hmm.
And there wasn't enough morphine to kill the pain so she can move her arm, never mind clean it.
Mm-hmm.
So Dr. Krauselneck hypnotizes her. And she can move her arm, and they can clean it without any pain. So, you know, it's been known for a long time,
mm-hmm.
the healing power of hypnosis really does work,
mm-hmm.
provided a person gives their permission. That's the whole thing.
Right.
It's mm-hmm. permission-based.
Right. Then, Devin, is there a self-hypnosis technique that the listeners could easily learn and use to improve their lives, especially someone with diabetes?
Yes, there is, without a doubt. And first of all, and it's going to seem so obvious that a lot of people are going to say, well, I know that. So
mm-hmm.
if a person says, I know that, do me a favor, please keep your mind open. But not too open, because then your brains fall out. But self-hypnosis or hypnosis is a person's ability to convince or unconvince themselves of anything. So if a person is under stress, if they feel that they are under stress, they can reduce and sometimes eliminate
mm-hmm.
that stress. So here's what I'd like the listener to do right now. You can leave your eyes open or closed, it doesn't matter. But what I'd like you to do, please, is take a nice deep breath, a big deep breath, belly and chest expanding. Hold your breath at the top of the inhale for about 3 seconds. And I'm just going to pretend I'm roughly where you are. Now, as you gently begin to exhale, inside your mind or out loud, I want you to do the following. 5, 4, your voice is getting quieter. 3, keep exhaling. 2, one. And now this is crucial. I want you to say these exact words to yourself. I give myself permission to feel better. You see, Carl, most people have hypnotized themselves mm-hmm. into the idea that they must feel bad about something, mm-hmm. which is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
So the key to this technique that I did, there's nothing new about it except unless somebody's never really heard it before. You have to do it 6 or more times in a row.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
6 or more times in a row because, number one, if you keep telling yourself something, you'll tend to believe it. Number two, 6 or more slow, deep breaths, as I'm sure you know, they activate the parasympathetic nervous system, mm-hmm. the calming nervous system. So then your body starts to calm down, and a person will then hypnotize themselves into thinking, oh, my body feels better, my brain's feeling better. And it becomes a wonderful circle of events.
Mm-hmm.
The main point here is reducing stress is utterly crucial, especially for the diabetic. Dr. Richard Sirwit at your alma mater, Duke University,
mm-hmm.
he did a study on 108 type 2 diabetics. And by the way, all they did 3 times a week, 20 minutes per session, was they listened to a relaxation tape, not even self-hypnosis, but mm-hmm. just simply relaxation. Over a 3-month period, their A1C, which is an average for the listener who doesn't know,
mm-hmm.
an average measurement of a person's blood sugar, their A1C levels dropped just about as much as if they had been taking a diabetes drug.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So this is phenomenally powerful when you think about it. And also think about this. If a person reduces their stress, then their not-so-great coping mechanisms, eating bonbons or Twinkies or, you know, drinking too much or engaging in habits that are not good for health, but especially for a diabetic, those habits will tend to drop away.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it is utterly crucial that a person use self-hypnosis or hypnosis to reduce their stress levels. It will have a positive impact on their blood sugars.
Mm-hmm. Now, can hypnosis prevent diabetes?
You know, it's a funny question. I mean, when you think about it, is it possible? And the answer is absolutely yes.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a couple of different ways. Number one, it is the very practical realization. If a person, 90% of all diabetics out there of type 2 diabetics are overweight.
Mm-hmm.
Most diabetics are, in fact, type 2. So you can prevent a person getting diabetes by helping them to either get rid of the extra weight or to maintain a healthy weight. That's number one. So, yes, it absolutely can prevent diabetes. Number two, think about what I just said previously about stress.
Mm-hmm.
If a person can reduce their stress levels over the long term, they can absolutely prevent the onset of diabetes with all things being equal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's yet another way. A third way is resiliency installation, where a person through hypnosis can become very resilient. Somebody once said, life is hard, you need shock absorbers. Resiliency is like an emotional shock absorber. And back in the 90s, there was a huge Swedish study that was done that followed 17,000 kids for 2 years. And mm-hmm. if anyone's interested,
mm-hmm.
you can email me or contact Carl, who will contact me, and I can mm-hmm. send you the reference. But what it showed was that kids who underwent a lot of stress, so to speak, either death, loss, or some similar trauma, and basically didn't have counseling for coaching, et cetera, they were twice as likely to get type 1 diabetes because of an autoimmune response.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a Swedish childhood diabetes study, indications of severe psychological stress as a risk factor for type 1 diabetes in childhood.
Mm-hmm.
So again, helping people to develop a sense of resiliency.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you know, helping people to reduce anxiety and depression as well, because here's an interesting stat that most people don't know, is that diabetics are twice as likely to be depressed
mm-hmm. right. mm-hmm.
as the so-called normal population.
Mm-hmm.
So there are many, many different ways. You know, I watched my mother with diabetes develop depression, or maybe she had depression first, and eventually it killed her.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then again, you can also, I'm quite certain, because of the influence of the mind on the body, that a person literally could be hypnotized such that they would never switch on whatever genes create the diabetes.
Right.
And I can
right.
back this up with a world of research.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's not a guarantee, but it can.
Mm-hmm. How does a person locate a hypnotist? Do they just walk into someone's office and get treatment?
Well, so can a person just walk into a hypnotist's office and see somebody for diabetes treatment?
Mm-hmm.
And the answer is sure. But the caveat to that is that they had better be seeing a hypnotist who knows something about diabetes. You know, and again, I will offer my help free. You know, if people just want to contact me and say, what about this or that, I'm happy to help in any way that I can.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, yes, of course they can. And by the way, even if they can always seek a hypnotist to help them just to reduce stress levels.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it's better than doing nothing.
Right.
You know, without a doubt.
Are there any other self-hypnosis techniques that the listeners can easily learn and use?
Absolutely. In a book called Lights Out, Sleep, Sugar, and Survival, and I believe it's Fombi and Wiley, but at any rate, it's so referenced. It's just amazing. But one of the things they showed is that people who sleep poorly, poor sleep can precipitate diabetes
mm-hmm.
and absolutely can exacerbate it. Dr. Eve Van Cauter at the University of Chicago did a study quite some time ago. It's somewhere on my website in one of my articles, where people who slept 6 hours or less per night
mm-hmm.
secreted 40% more insulin than people who were well-rested. The challenge here is that this leads to what is known as hyperinsulinemia, which is where you have too much insulin, as I know you know, but some people may not. And then what happens is the body develops something called insulin resistance, where, you know, what used to be normal levels of insulin are no longer as effective simply because the body has become resistant to them.
Mm-hmm.
So this becomes a vicious circle, and eventually the beta cells, or those cells in the body that we know of now, at least, there may be others, but the beta cells start producing less and less insulin because they're becoming exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
This is a long process. So, you know, the self-hypnosis technique that a listener can use is to do that breathing technique and then to just tell themselves that they are learning to sleep better, because sleep, good or bad, is a learned habit.
Mm-hmm.
So a very, and again, sleep is a learned habit.
Mm-hmm.
So again, you know, a person could walk into a hypnotist's office and say, I just want stress reduction, and not mention the diabetes, and it's very effective for that. Or they could see a hypnotist to help them learn to sleep better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Devin, is there anything else you'd like to say before we look at your book services and how the listeners can reach you?
Yes, absolutely. Never give up. You know, I mean, if a person has diabetes, I remember when I was diagnosed, it was like being hit in the emotional kneecaps with a bat. It was,
mm-hmm.
it was emotionally crippling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but eventually you can get back on your feet. Something else I would like to say, by the way, some people get diabetes from their medications.
Mm-hmm.
I am not anti-medication. I want people to understand this very clearly. But I also want people to understand that sometimes medications can cause diabetes
mm-hmm.
or worsen it.
Mm-hmm.
There are two ways this can happen. Some drugs can cause weight gain. Certain prescription drugs that treat mood disorders, seizures, migraines, or high blood pressure cause weight gain. And then, of course, excess weight can lead to diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
And again, and this, I'm being very clear about this, before anybody changes what they're taking in any way, shape, or form, they must consult with their doctor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because sometimes it's better to just keep on doing what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
It's estimated the list of drugs that cause weight gain is probably more than 50 of them.
Wow.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And then there are drugs that are known as diabetogenics, where just those drugs themselves can cause diabetes because they ultimately promote insulin resistance, which
mm-hmm.
is something that we talked about a few minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
And those could be the thiazide diuretics, beta blockers, corticosteroids, and other medications. And
mm-hmm.
again, you know, always with your doctor's knowledge and approval, does a person change. But they need to check to see what they're taking, because
mm-hmm.
there are some drugs. One of them, not Zyprexa, what was it? It was another drug for schizophrenics. That was the company's now being sued because so many people became diabetic as a result of the medication. So, you know, watch what you put in your mouth, both medications and food, and hypnosis can absolutely help.
Great. Well, then, Devin, would you tell us about books, products, services, and how the listeners can reach you?
All you have to do is Google Devin, D-E-V-I-N, Hastings, and you'll find a lot of information out there.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can go to devinhastings.com, which is my public speaker website. If you want to read a bunch of interesting articles, some of them are funny, tongue-in-cheek and all of that, I will repeat my website address twice, mindbodyhypnosis.com, for a bunch of information that can change lives, mindbodyhypnosis.com.
Mm-hmm.
And on there I have an article about resentment and how to release it and how it can turn your life around. I've gotten a lot of comments from all over the world from people who've read it, so be sure to look up the article on releasing resentment.
Great.
So, yeah, and if somebody wants to call me with a question, 612-730-2789. It's 612-730-2789. I'm happy to help.
Great.
If I don't get back to you right away, please forgive me in advance and try again.
Mm-hmm.
I tend to get a little busy sometimes.
Great. Well, I appreciate this very much, Devin. It's very interesting, and I know will be helpful to those who have diabetes or who have relatives or loved ones that have diabetes. So I thank you.
Yeah, very glad to help, Carl. I really am. I really appreciate the opportunity to share this information with people. And thank you.
Thank you, Devin.
You bet.
I thank you for joining me today on the Holistic Health Show. This concludes the series on natural solutions for diabetes. On the next show, I will have a special Christmas interviews, and the following will be an interview on the Ascension of 2012 for the New Year's. Then we will start on a series on wellness. The first topics of the series will be on dreams and dream analysis, which is one that I always enjoy. I invite you to my website, www.holistichealthshow.com. where you'll find all of the past shows back to 2008. Categories of series and dates are identified on a link on the left side of the home page. You can listen to any that sound interesting to you. You will also find these on iTunes, Podcast Pickle, and Podcast Alley. You can also sign up to have the shows emailed to you for free. If interested, you can also sign up for a free monthly emailed newsletter on healthy holistic aging. Under the shopping link, you will find some ebooks for sale and one CD on smoking cessation. You will also find my last book published in 2007 titled Healthy Holistic Aging. My next book on alternative treatments for lung cancer is in press and will be available next summer. I am Dr. Carl O'Helvey, your host, wishing you a happy holiday and a great week ahead.